Today we are going to talk about meal planning. So the papers I just handed out, we'll get into that kind of more at the end. It'll make more sense. But just before we get into it, I want to let you guys know why I think meal planning is so important and why everyone should be doing it. Because one, it helps you save time and money by avoiding impulse purchases or taking multiple trips to the grocery store. It can help decrease stress by eliminating the like what's for dinner guessing game. I know that I used to play that a lot in the past, and it's just nice to and it's just nice to like know what you're gonna have that week, so that if you're working late or something, you don't have to stress about that as well. It helps you eat healthier because you're gonna be planning out your meals when you can look at the week as a whole and say, okay, like I need to have my protein here, I need to have my veggies there. So it helps you stay on track there. And it helps you make healthier snack choices because you'll have prepared snacks that you can grab really quick, and you'll know what you have instead of like if you happen to have cookies on the counter and there's nothing else prepared and you're hungry, you're more likely to grab the cookie. But if you have stuff prepared that is healthy, then you can snack on that. So meal planning and preparation can look however you want to, however you want it to. Yes.
Can I just add two more benefits?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Number one, it's so much cheaper when you do meal planning.
Yeah.
Like, I spend way less money because I'm only buying what we're going to have. And number two, I think it allows you to have your more indulgent days.
Yeah, because you can plan them out.
Yeah. So, like, I've got a more indulgent day tomorrow. So I already was like, okay, I'm just going to account for like 10 pints of beer, this, that, and then the rest of my day.
Wow. Unlucky. Like,
then on Tuesday.
I don't know. Yeah. Right. Anyone still, listening, Kate needs some help.
She's down like 2 pounds a week because she plans everything.
Mm-hmm. So it allows you, so I'll be better during the week so that, you know, that's worst case scenario. I'm just like, let's just throw out.
Well, because you don't set yourself up for failure really as well, because like you could be like, oh, well, tomorrow we're going to have that. Plans change. You don't have that. And you're like, oh, forget it. I'll do it again on Wednesday. And then next week starts again. Yeah. And you're like, I'll start again on Monday. Yeah. But then it's a vicious
cycle. I just wanted to add those because for me, they're like...
Yeah, no, I agree.
As a student, I need to save all of my accounts.
This is a big stressor in my house, for sure.
Is it? Yeah. I'm glad we have some recipes that we're going to go through in a bit. Just plop them in there. So a lot of times when we think of meal preparation, you think of people with, like, the... like 20,000 Tupperware containers and like their boiled chicken breast. That is not what I mean. So meal planning and prep can look however you want it to. I always encourage people to write out their meals, just like Kate said, to like know what you're having. I always encourage people to do that. But if you don't want to prep meals, you don't have to. You can just prepare your lunches. You could prepare all your meals if you're really up for that. You could just do your breakfast. Doing snacks is another great meal prep option to do, but we're going to get into that in a little bit. So just some tips I have for success. So the first time you do meal prep or planning, it's going to take a bit of time, and it's just like exercise. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it, and you're going to get faster at it. Not that exercise gets faster, but with meal planning and preparation, you're going to get faster at it the more you flex that muscle. So if you set aside the time to do the planning, the shopping, the washing of the vegetables, cutting, cooking, and cleaning up afterwards, that's included in it too, then you're going to be setting yourself up for success. Another tip is to stick with your plan. So we did kind of go into that. Especially when you're shopping, you want to stick to your plan, because I know that if you can get easily sidetracked by things that aren't on your grocery list, my husband and I always call it going off list, and I think we do it like probably 80% of the time that we don't have a list.
Yeah.
We go off list all the time.
Don't go when you're hungry.
Yeah, that was my next thing. Yeah. Don't go when you're hungry, because when you are hungry, you're going to walk down like the cookie and chip aisle and just destroy your grocery cart with those things, right? Yeah, just... The next one is to work in stages. So you want to start by, if you are doing prep, you'd want to start by washing all your vegetables together, then cutting, peeling, and dicing them. So that when it comes time to cook, you can do the exact same thing. So just focus on one stage of the prep as a whole instead of doing one recipe at a time, because that's going to take a lot more time if you just focus on one recipe. Yeah, you can do it all together and you'll dirty less dishes doing it that way too. And the fourth one is to repeat meals. So you can keep it simple by like selecting 4 to 5 go-to meals so that you know what's in there. With breakfast, you could rotate just between 1 or 2 breakfasts every morning. That way you know what you're having, you know that you like it, and you could prepare it ahead of time. And then if you want to get really fancy, you can switch up your dinners every night. But have the same kind of go-tos, then you're going to get faster at them, and So those are just some tips I have. Moving on to the four, oh, I got that title wrong there. Whoops. No, I didn't. Just kidding. So four steps for successful meal planning. So there's the planning stage, the shopping stage, the preparation, and then the packaging. So three and four are optional if you don't want to do the preparation, but I am just going to break it down just to kind of take the stress away from this. So for the planning, you want to decide on a few breakfasts, a few entrees, and then a couple types of snacks that you want to enjoy for the next week. And like I said before, remember that it's okay to eat the same thing for breakfast every morning. You want to aim to build meals that are within your daily macronutrient goals. So if you calculated your macronutrients per grams, then you can go back and go back to that workshop, figure out how much you should be having. Or if you're going to go by like the hand size serving, so like palm, cupped hand, full fist, then you can also look at that in your meals and make sure you are having protein, you are having carbs, you're having vegetables, and you have a fat source at every meal. So you can do that ahead of time. And just make it a bit easier. So if you really like, my example here is mushroom soup. If you're like, oh, big mushroom soup guy, then...
Bean soup.
Okay. if there's no protein in that, I don't know exactly what bean soup is, but if there's no protein in something, add it in. Say, okay, I'm going to have like a monster salad, but I'm going to add a chicken breast. And if there's maybe no vegetables in the meal, like with the mushroom soup, then you could toss in some sliced carrots on the side as well. Mm. Okay, so you can always mix and match things. You can still have the things you love, but just be mindful and include the protein and vegetables when you need it. So once your plan is complete, then you can move on to step two, which is the shopping. So like I said before, make sure you've eaten something. That's gonna set you up for success. And when you're writing your grocery list, I find that it's really helpful to organize it into categories. So like produce, dairy, bakery, that kind of stuff. Then you're only going to each section of the store once and you're less likely to throw a hissy fit in the grocery store. And then you don't have to keep backtracking all around. It'll save you some more time.
There are apps for that.
There are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, yeah, Superstore's app.
Superstore's. Yeah. Well, Save On has one too.
Yeah.
Good. Oh. Yeah, so you can just do that and it'll sort it for you yourself. There you go. Good. So if you're not into preparation, you can kind of turn off your brain for these next 2 points. But for the preparing and cooking, you want to invest most of your time here just to save how many dishes you need to wash. So if you're cutting all your vegetables, like I said before, you can cut all your vegetables, wash them all at the same time. You'll use one cutting board, one knife. And you can do the same with your meats. And when it comes time to cooking, you could do all your oven roasted veggies at the same time, as well as the same time you're cooking your proteins. You just have to look at the recipes you're using, compare oven temperatures. If something has to be done in a frying pan, just compare cook times on that and figure out what needs to happen. So if something needs to be at 400 for 15 minutes, you're going to pull it out a bit sooner than something has to be at 400 for 30 minutes.
And if you prepare like vegetables, let's say, how do you store them so they don't...
I'm about to tell ya. actually, just before I get into that, one of my little tips, even if you don't like cooking your food ahead of time, I highly encourage you guys to prepare your snacks, or at the very least, fresh cut veggies and fruits, because then if you go to the fridge hungry, you are going to say like, okay, I have this that I can eat. And as a little bonus, you get your extra veggies in, which veggies are just fantastic for you. So yeah, that's a little bonus there. But going on to packaging. So once your food is cooked, you can either store all your chicken breasts together, all your vegetables together, or you can portion it up so you can take them for lunches. Now, to help foods from getting, or to avoid them from getting soggy and things like that, you want to leave them uncovered until they get close to room temperature and then cover them. Because if there's any condensation in that package, it's going to give you soggy vegetables, soggy sweet potatoes. And no one wants to eat those. Kind of got to choke them down. So yeah, let it cool right down to room temperature on the pan that it was cooked on, and then transfer it to the container. Because even if there's a chicken breast in there in the same container with it, and it's a little bit hot, it's going to keep cooking the sweet potato. And yeah, so that's just an example I have. But give that a try.
I was thinking about the like raw vegetables. If you're not gonna cook them, prepare them, I guess, cut them up and stuff. Yeah. How do you keep them?
Like little Ziplocs?
Oh, yeah, just put them in containers, like a big
and they don't
glass containers.
Nope. Well, last week I chopped up a load of like carrots, broccoli, cauliflower and stuff, and put them in bags for the week. And I even forgot about one and had it like one day this week actually, and they were still fine. They weren't like
because people used to put them in water, like
I think that would make them go soggier. If they're not cooked, then that it does work.
But there are, like, bell peppers. If there's any water around bell peppers, it's going to go soggy. Yeah, and same with cucumbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you cut them up, like, try to keep them with similar vegetables. So, like, bell peppers and cucumbers are super high in water content, so you could put those together.
I've seen people, too, take, like, kitchen roll or paper towel. And then you just put that in the baggie with your veggies, so then it kind of just soaks in.
Yeah, I've done that with lettuce.
But
lettuce, just quickly, I remember Jamie Oliver doing this. He puts it in, shreds it, puts it in water, and then just grabs a handful when he wants it, and that keeps the water really crisp.
See, I never thought of doing that.
He actually, you know, a full veggie tray in the fridge, he fills with water. And puts a shredded lettuce in there and just grabs a handful.
He's got no kids, though.
Yeah. About four.
Yeah, he has four. Yeah.
Not around that fridge
door. Spill water.
Something
everywhere. Yeah, but what I was going to say is, like, fresh cut vegetables are going to, like, be in their prime for 4 days, but just like with any food, if you leave it for too long, it's going to go rotten. So you just need to be on the ball about eating it.
Well, it would just be so much easier to have it all prepared in the fridge and grab it. Cause
that's what I did
Monday with all mine. And the only thing I can suggest for fruits too is when you get a thing of strawberries and you're cutting them
don't
up for your for your lunches, make sure you put the non-ripe ones for later in the week, because they'll be ripe by later in the week.
you want to get them before they go bad.
I didn't do that the first time.
Now that we're in a season with, like, a lot of fresh fruit around us, and we're probably going to be eating more of those, as something looks like it's starting to turn, don't feel like you have to throw it out. If you cut it up like strawberries, if you're like, oh, these are gonna go bad in the next couple days and I don't have time to eat them, cut them up, put them in the freezer, and you can use them in smoothies, because then you don't have to waste food. But that's completely off topic here. But
or
just
as an
a little
ice
thing
cube in your cocktail.
And moving on. Okay, so next up, we're going to look at the piece of paper I handed out. If you're listening to this podcast-like thing, I'm going to have this up on the same page. So first thing down here is the weekly menu. So this is just something helpful. I will have this online, so if you guys want to keep using this, you can just go online, download it, keep printing it. So it has your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, and then just for fun, exercise at the bottom, so you guys can kind of plan out when you want to do that during the week and what type of workouts you're going to do. But yeah, so you can just use this, write down what recipes you want to do, and stick it on your fridge so you can look at it. Now, as far as meals go,
do it this way, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was the only way I fit on the paper.
Got it.
So here I have, I don't know who's a vegetarian and who's not, so I have five, like, really quick meals that include protein, like animal proteins, and then I have quick meals that are just plant-based for anyone who's a vegetarian in your life. So there's, on the plant-based one, there's six recipes there. I mean, even if you're not a vegetarian, these are still excellent recipes. They have veggies, they have protein, they have complex carbohydrates, and they have healthy fats in there. For the most part, I'm pretty sure every recipe does. And then same thing with the 5-minute meals. There is four recipes there. The family favorite, meatloaf. Do not tell my grandma I put it on here, or she may disown me. But it's just too good not to share. And then on the other side with the weekly meal planner, we have the breakfast prep recipes. So you don't by any means have to have a different breakfast every day to be successful. I eat the exact same breakfast every day and have been for a year, and I'm feeling fantastic. And that is the breakfast burritos, if you're interested in that. You can throw those in the freezer, pull out one every morning, 2 minutes to make it, and you're on your way. There are other options here, so you can do oatmeal if you want to, if it's a slow Saturday morning. So there's some breakfast ideas there. As far as snacks go, I know that everyone can kind of get overwhelmed with wondering, what is a healthy snack? So my recommendation is that you always choose something that is high protein or vegetables or has complex carbohydrates in it. So first up there, we have hard-boiled eggs. Who doesn't love a good hard-boiled egg? Maybe with, like, a little bit of cheese, right? So you can hard-boil 6 of those at the beginning of the week, take them with you, eat them as needed. Fresh cut vegetables and fruits, we got into that. A protein shake is a great option. So is Greek yogurt if you want to put some fresh fruit on there. That's excellent. Just make sure it is plain, because the flavored stuff tend to have a lot of added sugars, and we don't need that in our diet. And in the middle there, we have energy bites. Those are full of protein, complex carbohydrates, good healthy fats, and they're fantastic for pre or post-workout. The recipe for that, I will link it on the page with all these slides, but yeah, there's a couple options there for energy bites.
It's good when you put like a flavored protein powder in your Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt, because then it kind of gives it.
I never even thought of that, because I don't.
Extra protein?
Greek yogurt? No.
That's why you have to add, or a little bit of peanut butter in with it, and then it's like a, throw some strawberries, it's like a full dessert.
Yeah, that's awesome. But that's all I have for you guys. Are there any questions, any other tips we want to throw out there that we have, or
Amazon, if you're interested, Kate bought the hers at IKEA. I got mine off Amazon. They're like a lifetime warranty, and they're like for if you're doing preps, like meal preps, and they're just containers and they stack. Like I got 10 and they stack like this big.
Yeah.
And they
have little compartments.
Yeah, portions of like protein, carbs, and veg or whatever. And then they are dishwasher, microwave. They're friendly.
Nice.
So, and they were like $30 and it came with 10, but they're like 10 warranty.
Those ones? They're black with clear lids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to send me the link?
Yeah,
so I'll put the link to these containers on the same page as well if anyone wants to purchase those.
It's nice portions, like you can see, like it will say, like it doesn't say, but if you're going to have protein's the largest container, and then it's like the smaller one for me, I use my carbs, and then I'll have like the other one full of veg.
Nice.
So,
I guess playing to find the lid with all the Tupperware we have in our cupboard.
Exactly.
But these ones are good. They stack all like perfectly with each other.
They're just tiny like that because they just stack inside each other.
Yeah.
Like all 10 of them.
Nice. They don't like, take up a lot of room at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I would get ones and two like meat, like your different types of. Yeah,
we're done. Sorry, I'm just going to turn this off just because I think we can keep talking about this. But so I'm turning off and we can still keep talking though.